When it comes to political power in Ohio, who's got it? You may think of your mayor, county officials, or even Governor Kasich. But it may surprise you to learn that county by county, probate judges are among the most powerful elected leaders in the state. So what does a probate judge do? I'm WKSU's Kabir Bhatia, and I recently asked Kent State University political science professor and attorney Chris Banks, who specializes in, among other things, American politics and the judicial process.
In Ohio, they're considered a limited jurisdictional court. That means they have subject matter jurisdiction over particular matters. They are attached to the lower trial court in Ohio, which is called the Common Pleas Court, and then there's a probate division. What they usually do is handle estates. People basically die. They have what are called probate assets, and those probate assets are run through the court and distributed to the people who are designated beneficiaries or in accordance with either a will, or if there isn't a will, they get it through what is called intestacy. Executors or administrators, depending upon if there's a will or not, usually with a will, the executors are appointed through the will. And if there's intestacy, the administrator takes care of the estate and handles it in accordance with either the will or what state law directs in terms of how to distribute the property.
So that would be, well, we're going to give the widow the house and the two kids can split the retirement account.
Right. Probated assets are usually those that are not something that is ordinarily handled through life insurance, for example. If there's a life insurance policy, then there's designated beneficiaries. You don't have to go through probate to get those distributed. Joint accounts that are held in joint tenancy, those don't have to go through probate proceedings. Generally speaking, any other asset within certain limitations are considered probate assets and they must be handled accordingly. The other thing that probate courts do, though, they have other functions. It depends on the state. Oftentimes, as a general matter, they do adoptions, conservatory appointments, if you need to have somebody put in place to protect somebody's interests if they're mentally ill. Sometimes, like they do in Ohio, there's civil mental health hearings for involuntary commitments. They do that. They do marriage certificates as well, and they can actually wed people. And the unusual thing about, I think, Ohio, they also have powers under a special statute to create and disband park districts and also appoint and remove commissioners.
So I could see how someone's estate and maybe someone who's got mental issues and even the adoptions are kind of interrelated. But how did parks get dragged into this?
I don't really know that for sure, so I can't give you a really convincing answer. I think it is political to the degree that any law that is created has a political interest behind it. But I don't really know the history because I haven't looked into it.
Could it be the power to say to somebody, I think you need to be committed, or to control hundreds of acres of land? Probate judges got, despite, you know, you were saying it's sort of a lower tier thing, they've got a lot of power, do they not?
Yes, I would think so. The thing that gives them the power is that there's nothing in the law that prevents probate judges from taking more of an active role in managing the park situation. And that brings them into direct conflicts with the not only the commissioners that are appointed by the judge, but also town trustees or anybody who's a town official who has an interest in that. And that became a source of litigation that the Ohio Supreme Court has actually weighed in on and made the point that implicitly there's nothing in Ohio law that prevents probate judges from having more stated roles than what the statute allows in terms of creating park districts and naming commissioners and so forth. So that has led to a House amendment that is being currently debated. The actual language is very controversial because it's expanding in specific terms what probate courts can do in those situations.
That's Kent State legal expert Chris Banks. The bill he's referring to will likely be voted on this fall in the Ohio House.